I suggest you engage in only minimal foreplay, or even none at all, because that will help you to realize, as a new conscious experience, that only the penis and vagina together make love, nothing else. All else is imagination and an avoidance of the responsibility of love now. This is the simple truth that man and woman have forgotten. They show they've forgotten it by continuously getting carried away with the imaginative substitutes for love. No matter how many delightful love stories you read or hear, how many erotic movies you see, or what sex games you engage in, the magic and romance between you and your lover still fades, because all those substitutes for love dull the perception and prevent you from staying with and facing the simple truth, the reality of love now. It is the imagination that takes you out of now, the imagination that man developed in building his world. On the wings of imagination he takes off and leaves his body, the earth, his love and woman. And as she is also addicted to imagination, she flies off after him. Foreplay feeds the imagination and prevents you from being with the reality of love now. If you see the truth of what I am saying, it will be a mighty moment in your life. For a man or woman who are being themselves, all the normal social flirtations and passionate petting before lovemaking are a way of avoiding direct responsibility for love now. Sex games are like a stiff whiskey, a dose of the wrong spirit to try to get our courage up, or a drug to help us forget what we're doing, because we're not prepared yet to face up to the reality that love is made now, not in some imagined future. So as is usual in the man-made world, the truth is the reverse of what's accepted and practiced. The world plays games and doesn't make love. The truth is, make love and you don't need to play games. There is no love in imagination. Why do you need the imagination anyway? To get in the mood? To get an erection? Nonsense. You just think you need it because of a habit most of the world has got into through lack of love and understanding. It's a very difficult habit to break, but you've got to do it. You don't need your imagination to make love, because you are with the real thing. The actual living man or woman gives you the most delicious, pleasurable sensation that you can have, in the flesh and not in the mind. The people of the earth have been hoaxed by the imagination. Down through the ages, children and adults have been masturbating and making love in the imagination, unaware that the imagery is utter self-delusion and a cruel addiction. Because everyone indulges in the same drug, its loveless escapism is considered normal, and even necessary without being considered at all.